It's just in the planning stage, but the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is working toward a new building. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more on the effort to build a new $250 million healthcare center in Bethel.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation needs more space. That's true overall and for individual patient rooms. On a recent tour, President and CEO Dan Winkleman explains how hospital rooms would grow and be updated in the proposed expansion.
So we're actually in an existing inpatient room right now, and it's just over 100 square feet, and new rooms are over a couple hundred square feet, so double the size of this. And as you can see, this is a pretty tight room. This was built to 1980 standards, and the standards have increased since then significantly.
Officials say they need more staff to see more patients. They currently have to scramble to clean rooms to prepare for the next round of patients. That slows down care. Their emergency room is at its limit and sees 22,000 patients per year, more than Anchorage's Alaska Native Medical Center. Vice President for Support Services Newton Chase says the size of the proposed project demonstrates the need.
Really what it shows is what the deficit we've been working under for so many years in providing great care here, but with the sort of a hands tied behind our backs. The facilities are way outdated. The standards are much improved.
The expansion would more than double the number of beds in the ER and prepare the Tribal Health Corporation for projected growth in the YK Delta. That's from about 23,000 Alaska Native health beneficiaries to 30,000 by 2025. Currently, day visit clinics are squeezed into the single-story hospital complex, while dental, optometry, and behavioral health services are spread across the street and around town. YKHC recently scored best in the nation in their proposal to the Indian Health Services Joint Venture Construction Program. If they advance, IHS would provide staffing and operation funds when new facilities are built. A team is working to design a 130,000-square-foot, three-story, $250 million expansion that would house outpatient clinics and connect to the 35-year-old hospital, which would be remodeled. Winkleman says the building would help transform the patient experience and reflect the region's cultures.
I'm not interested in any shoeboxes anymore. What we need to do is really get towards having all of our patients comfortable in our facilities. It is extremely important for me that our patients, when they come into a facility, that they feel welcomed and that they feel comfortable in being there with them and their families. Part of doing that is ensuring that the building represents our three cultures out here appropriately.
The new design would allow for integrated care where physicians, nurses, and other staff work more closely and stick with a group of patients over the long term to ensure continuity in care.
And this is something that's been developed over the last 20 to 30 years in healthcare. It's something that's very successful. It's a best practice. It helps when you can design the facility around that. And so that's what we're trying to do right now, is to make sure that we come up with an integrated care model that's really patient-centered.
The expansion could provide 200 additional staff to join, freeing up providers to visit patients at the region's many small clinics in remote communities.
This is not just going to affect Bethel. Every single one of our villages that has a facility, this will enhance those services. It will also create better access to services as well. By getting more physicians and more dentists, we'll be able to send those out to our villages more often and get back to having village visits by our physician team.
Before any shovel meets dirt, Winkleman says the project has to complete an agreement with IHS and clear many logistic challenges to finance and prepare for a new facility. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.